Krisus, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Chamishim Mivin Korban Echod, Alaveres Harbe. There are five categories where they bring one korban on more than one aver. Normally, each by Chatos, each aver has a separate korban. We mentioned in Perek Aleph that it still has to be discussed, and that we'll learn about in Yitzhak Hashem, is what's called two separate averes. If a person does two maisim that he's not allowed to do on Shabbos, is that called two averes? Depends what the shogeg was. What was the mistake? But al-kapanim, there are a few cases that don't have the klal of each aver being a separate korban. V'chamisha mevim korban el v'yerid. There are five categories of being mechuyev a korban el v'yerid. Elu mevim korban echad al averes harba. Here are the five. Haba ashivcha biyos harbe. Each one should be a separate ma'is averu. By ashivcha charufa, each one should be a separate averu, and each one should be mechayev a separate carbon. No, the kiviyochel, it's not the ma'is biyos which is mechayev. This is a way of explaining the idea of shivcha charufa, that she's not on the regular list of mechuyove carbon. Let's say a bo on echon mechayev krisus that we had in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the cases of Arayis that have a Chiyuv Korban. Over there, the Maisa Bia is a Maisa that's Mechayiv Koris. Each Maisa, if it's a separate Shkoga, is Mechayiv a separate Korban. Over here, the Chiyuv is not for the Maisa Bia, she's not a Erva. Shivcha Charufa has the Isser of a Shivcha. The Aver is on the relationship. And on the relationship, that varies the whole relationship, the entirety of the relationship, not one ma'isabiyah. Therefore, the Gzeres HaKosov is, the Torah puts down Chatos HaShechoto, which means Chatosoy his Avera HaShechoto, not each one, but the in total of the Avera. So, Mele, his Chayim HaBiyah Harbe, one carbon. Nozer Shenitma Tumas Harbe. Again, the Avera is not so much the Maisa of being Tomei, but it's the state of Tumah that he wasn't Mekayim his Nazirus. So it doesn't make a difference how many times he walked into a Beis HaKvaros. That may be Legabi Malkus each time is an Issa. But we're talking about a Nazir. We're talking about the carbon of a Nazir. We're talking on the state of Tumah that takes away his ability to prove the Nazirus. And therefore, Shenit Metumah Sabe is also Chayv one carbon. HaMekani Lishta Al-Yidea Noshim Harbeh. A woman who is a carbon chat, one of the carbonus chatchois, which is actually not a carbon, it's a minchas knois, is the parsha of kinu estiru, where a husband warns his wife not to be misyachid with a certain man, and then he's over. She's over, she's misyachid. So she becomes asura labailo. That's the din of a soito, who becomes asura labailo, a soito sofik. And then the husband takes her to the Migdosh to be Shoysa, the Mayim, that'll be Boidik if she was Mizana. And over there, part of that process is bringing a Minchas Knois. So the Korban is the Korban of a woman who was Miyachid with another man. It doesn't make a difference how many people she was Misyachid with, how many people he warned her not to be Misyachid with, and she was over. So that's also one of the cases of harbe. Umitzeres and isnagav negoyim harbe. The Seder Taharas Hamitzeres doesn't make a difference if it's for one nega or if it's a bunch of negoyim. So Mel, it's also one of this list. We might add, by the way, that the Mekana Lishtai Denoshim Harbe is also not for the Maisi Yichud. It's for the state of being Asura Labailo. The Mitzvah and his Naga is Tumas Mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference how many Negoim he has. It's all one Tumah. So Memela, all of them are on Harbe, one carbon. Hevi Tziporah v'nisnaga. He brought his two Tziporim bechutz lamachna. V'nisnaga, he got another Nega. So obviously now he became Tomei again. He has to go back out. And when he heals from the second round of Tzoras, he's going to have to bring another Tutsipayrim. We don't say that he could be Mechaper Metaher on two Negoyim with one Seder Tzipayrim. Each one did what it did. So Loi Olu Loi. Achiyobi is Chatose. So the Hemshech of the words don't make so much sense. You look at the Rav, he brings in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chsur and Mechsur of a Hochi Kotani is two distinct dinim there. The first din is the din we just mentioned. And then there's another din. What happens if a person has his financial status is hukva? We explained before that from the karbonis that's oyla v'yorid, in the sense that an oni could bring a karbon that's oif instead of a behemo. When is his financial status hukva? When he's bringing the karbon. Which means that even though he brought the tzipoirim on his first nega previously, even if he was an oni then, but if it became an osher later on after he brought the second round, the chiyuv karbonis is hukva b'yem havosay, b'yem shmini. Mashenken faket, let's say he was an osher and he became an oni, probably because he had tzit michutz l'vach and he lost all his money. So mele b'yem hashmini, he's allowed to be in karbonis avoyni. Well, learns this out of excess hakosa, but that's it's a little bit choser in the mission, but that's the way the Gemara explains it. Actually, obvious chatosoy. Le'oluloy means he can't bring tzipurim. The first din is the tzipurim that's mechutz l'makna. But the second din is to bring karbonis oifois. And that's le'oluloy, that's the choser in the Mishnah. Actually, obvious chatosoy. Until when he's going to bring the chatos mitzorah, that's when it becomes hukva with what his yotzi de'chevosoy. And on that, Reb Yehuda Oimer, ad sheyovi es ashomoy. His financial status, legabe de karbonos, is nisiaches to when he brings the asham mitzvah. The asham mitzvah has its own dinim. So the shayla is, which one is the ikar karbon legabe this din? Well, grad makes a gzesa kosov out of it. The pasuk says, zois teres ashaboy nega tzoras asher lo satsig yodoy b'toh rosoy. If he's lo satsig yodoy, which means he's an oni, b'toh rosoy. Toh rosoy, l'chor, is that which is mechaper, that which is metayer. And the check to the carbon chatos. Yehuda says, Lemaisa, the carbon which does the most kapora, which is machshim tachilas kochim. They take the dam of the carbon oshom and they spritz it on the gufa mitzayra. Tnuchoznoi, bohines yodoi, hayimonis, viragle hayimonis. The Rav brings all this. That's called the ikir tohorosoi. And then that's what establishes his financial status vis a vis his. Mishnah Dalad. Hoisha Sheyoldo Vlodes Habez. Remember that this is all under the heading that we had in Mishnah Gimel of Chamishim Bevin Korban Echad Al Averes Harbe. So we're describing that Lagabi, a woman who had Vlodes Harbe and she's only Chayv one Korban. How's that? We had earlier that maybe Misofik, you won't bring more than one. But if a woman had Vlodes Habe, she's definitely Mechuyiv. Even if she becomes Tohar, but she's definitely Mechuyiv all the Korbanis. So what we're talking about over here is like this. Hipilo b'toich shmoinim. She had a hapolo, a miscarriage b'toich shmoinim. And this is miledes nekeva, b'toich shmoinim nekeva. V'chozo v'hipilo b'toich shmoinim nekeva. And she had another miscarriage b'toich shmoinim. V'hamapelas t'umim. L'chaira, if she was mapel t'umim, twins, so there's two hapolos, each one's a separate leda. Still, she's only chayv one carbon. So the b'toich shmoinim is only chayv one carbon. Really, we had this din before that the yom melois. We had a machlokes. What about the night of the 81st? That was the arichus dvarim between Beisham and Beisil. But lamaisa b'toich hashmoinim, there isn't a chayv carbon again, and to umim also there isn't a chayv. Reb Yehuda oime mevi al arishin ve'ene mevi al asheni. So the Gemara explains, the Rav brings over here by Richus, is that the basic idea of Rabbi Yehuda is like this. What we're talking about over here is that B'toich Yoim Melois, L'mashal, Leidas Nekeva, it was Apolas Nekeva, and Toich, the 80 days of the first Nekeva, she was Mapel, has to be after 40 days to have a Tzuras HaVlad, another Vlad, and Toich, the 80 of the second, she was Mapel, a third. So, according to the Tanakhama, it keeps on being a repeating B'toich Yom Melois, and B'toich Yom Melois is no Chiyuv Karbon. Review this as one point. That the first one patterned the second one. The second Yom Melois, since it was not a Mechayev as a Karbon, it doesn't patter up the Shlishi. So that's what he says. Mevi al Avlad Arishim Ve'en Mevi al Hasheni. Okay, that we understand because it's B'toich Yom Melois. Mevi al Hashlishi on the third, which is only B'toich Melois, of the Sheni, but it's after the Malois of the Rishon. How do we know it is? Because if the third one has a Tzuras Avlad, then by definition it was 40 plus 40 of the second. So it's after 80 days. If it's after 80 days from the Rishon, it's not B'toich Yom Malois. So the third was B'toich Yom Malois of the second, but after the 80 days, after the Yom Malois of the first. Ve'ena Mevi, Alav Lad Revi, for the same thing, V'choyza Chalil. That's his cheshbon. The Rav points out from the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda argues as well on Tu'umim. There would be a mokum to say that by twins are considered two twins born that were Nis'abram B'yachad, but their Hapola was at different points. That's considered one long Leda, and it's not a separate Mechayiv of a Korban. Yehuda says no, each one's a separate Mechayiv, except that the second one, generally speaking, is B'tarchi Yemelois of the first. But if it happened that the second one is Tachiyah Melois, but then there's a third Vlad that was after Yom Melois of the first, then that would be Mechayev Tumas Leida, even if it's Tachiyah Melois of the second. Or you could say the first and the second, if the second was after Yom Melois of the first, and she miscarried many, many days later, the second of the twins after the first, then that also would be Mechayev. He doesn't hold that there's a Ptur on twins Bashehem Sham. The Rav speaks this all out. Elu Mevin Karbin Oyla V'yoyud. We had before in the Mishnah that there are five that are Mevim Karbin Oyla V'yoyud, that the Karbin will be taller in the financial status of the one who's Mechoyiv. The Mishnah now brings who are the five. Elu Mevin Karbin Oyla V'yoyud Al Shmias HaKoyl. Shmias HaKoyl is the Lashon, the Pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. Somebody hears a story and he has Eidus that would benefit somebody else on a financial matter. He saw a halvo, he saw a fender bender of cars. He could come to Bezin with somebody else and he could say Eidus. Instead, he insisted he doesn't know the Eidus. He doubles down on it by making a Shvua. The Oynish of that Shvua and the not saying Eidus is a Karbon El Aviyahud. Val bitus vasayim is a shvua, not specifically edus, but a shvua on anything that he says he's going to do, not going to do. A shvua he's going to eat this loaf of bread, a shvua he's not going to eat this loaf of bread. This carbon, by the way, is only on a shogeg. Over here we don't say shogeg kimezit. The next case also, val tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, also in Parashas Vayikra, that there's a carbon of yerid on a shogeg. V'mezit is chayv koros, there's no carbon. These are the five cases where the korban goes up and down depending on the financial status of the mevi. Another point that we have to pick up from the previous mission of Shivcha Charufa. Ma ben Shivcha leben kol arois. We pointed out that the Shivcha Charufa isn't chayve krisus. So she's not nichla on the regular parsha of arois. When we say arayis, b'derecha, we're not talking about stam, a woman that he's not allowed to marry. It's a woman he's not allowed to marry, the enkidushin tafsimba, which is chayve krisus, the way we paskin. There are chayve lavin, a woman that he's not allowed to marry. A kohen has a isa kedushim, mitzat kedusha, so he's not allowed to marry a kohen head, he's not allowed to marry a grusha, a kohen gold, he's not married an almono. And a regular yisrael is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, a nesina, v'chule. Those are all Yisurei Kedusha, but the Parsha of Arayis, that in Kedushin Toivsimba, is on a relationship which has Krisus. Came before in the beginning of Perek Aleph. Shivcha does not fit that bill, even though Kedushin ain't Tafsimba. There's no Tvis Kedushin in Shivcha. So the idea of a Shivcha Charufa isn't a Santazacht, and it's a Parsha for itself. And the Mishnah says, Shalai Shovso Lohem Loi Ba'inish V'Loi Be'Korban. It's not similar at all to Parsha's Arayis. Shekolo arroyos bechatos, if he's over b'shoigeg, nida or any one of the other arayis, v'hashivcho be'oshom, the special posuk of Hashem shivcho charuf and parashat kedoshim. Also, kolo arroyos b'nekevo, all arroyos the korban chatos mavur on all chayve krisus. Doesn't make them if it's chil shabbos or chelev or echem parashat arayis. Is always the carbon is a kispo, is a ira, and a keva. V'shivcha bizochor. The isle of an osham that has to be brought is a zochor. Kolo arroyes, echero ish, vechero isho, shovim b'makas u'b'carbon. A man and a woman live together, be'isa. either he's abolished the nida or any one of the other krisos. So the halacha is they're both over. They both get malchus if there's eidim vasara. They both are mechuyev a korban. Neither one patches up with the other korban. They're two distinct people and there's two separate mechayim. Ubishivcha lo yishve so ish li isha b'makis. It's not part of the Pasha Reis. It's not a regular Maisa Bio Asura. It has a separate din. The woman gets Malkis if she does a B'meza. This is part of the Gzeres HaKosov. This is, again, Pasha's Kedoshim. V'ish ki ishka v'zisho. V'shivcha necharefes l'ish. By the way, we didn't explain yet what is a shivcha necharefes l'ish. It's not a regular shivcha. We'll see him Yitzhar Shem in the next Mishnah. But whatever it is, a shivcha necharefes l'ish, b'koyres tia. Torah is a very unusual lashon. Bikiris means malchus. Tia is going on her. So if they're over the averu, he and she gets malchus, and he, the word bikiris comes from the word kriya. The Gemara makes a whole drush out of it. It's similar to kriyas pashas malchus and pashas shoiftim. So bikur, the Rav brings all this bikitzin image from the Gemara that bikur is a lashon of malchus, and that's going on her tia. His Einish is that he has to bring Hashem Shivcha Karufa. So where do we find such a thing? It's Pashas Arayis, Yishon Wazayvan and Isser Achman al Tzlan. So it's clearly something else. It's a mystery Isser exactly what this is. One more Chilik the Mishnah points out, Kol Arayis also Behemis HaMa'ora Kegoymer. This is a din in Pashas Arayis. The Gemara learns out that the Shir of a Maisa Bio is a Maisa Haro. Haro is a Tchilas Bio without a Gemar Bio. Haro is Ki Gemar Bio. The Gemara brings from the Posuk in Vayikra Chof that says as Mekoyro Hero. Hero is Meloshin Haro, is Meloshin Tchilas Bio. And by Shivcha Charufa, the Torah is not the way. The Rav brings it. V'ishki Yishkav Z'isho Shichva Zora means Dafka. A beer she yeshbo kidei, a gemar beer that's roi lahazria. So it has to be a gemar maisa beer, not a tchilas maisa. Which means that in Parshas Arayis, tchilas beer is enough. Another thing, the chayav al kol beer ubeer. Every maisa is a separate maisa averu. Over here, it's not the maisa beer. It's not beer sasurois. The Pasha Shivcha Charufa, the issue is the relationship. And the relationship is one. Many Biyos is also one. And also the Ma'ora might be considered a Maisa Biyo. It's Chal on him Chiv Chatos because of a Maisa Biyo. But the relationship is only cemented in Isser between the Shivcha Charufa and the Ish Yisrael only with the Gemar Biyo, only with the Ish Ki Yishka V'Zisha Shivcha Zor. That's like the gist of this halacha. Zechayme b'shivcha, zechayme hichme b'shivcha, she'asa bas hamezid kishayge. Another thing also, let's add our own lomdus. The shivcha, what's also is not the maise isur. This is not part of Parshas Arayis that has chayve krisus on a maise isur ebir. There's some type of relationship here that the Torah said imposes certain chiyuvim on him, on her separate, but it's not a maise isur. Maisa Issa, there would be no difference between the two of them. Al Kol Bio Bio. And also, every Maisa Issa, you can't compare Shegek to Mezid. It's a totally different level of Kiyuv. A Mezid is one thing, and a Shegek is a carbon. But over here, that's not the Mechayv. We'll see in the next mission exactly what Shivcha Charufa is.